So why bother with all this? And this is where I just throw up with these things here. I mean, one of the most pervasive illnesses in the Western world in children is this idea of attention. And it may well just be because more information has been imparted to children, they're just exercising their natural curiosity to find out about it. But certainly, people are being diagnosed more and more with these disorders. Depression and trauma, again, in middle-aged men, particularly in the Western world, it's a really fast-growing illness. And, I mean, again, there's a lot of, possibly, ironically, a lot of evidence suggests that it's to do with maybe sedentary lifestyles, lots of stress, you know, and so on. Is there ways that you could therapeutically treat those kind of things? One of the fastest growing industries in the world is the gaming industry. I mean, at the moment, there's more money being generated by video games than there is by the cinema industry now. And they're talking about having online games where you use real biometrics. So it's this idea that you play a multiplayer game where you're in some military assault or whatever, but you only choose team members that can stay calm. So you rule out the guys that have better races, that you won't be able to cope with that situation. But seriously, that kind of thing is beginning to happen in the gaming industry. And you've probably heard the concept of biometrics, which is this idea of identifying somebody on a network or an because one of the things we've noticed is that there's no point in having a computer here communicating to a computer over there and powerful encryption going between these two computers if the wrong person is either end. So a piece of technology being accurately able to identify someone biometrically is very important. And obviously there's privacy issues and various other things that's raising. But I'm not sure if we can stop that. That's certainly one of the things that's going to happen. You will see was being biometrically identified by unique identifiers on the body, your iris, your fingerprint, your facial structure, whatever it might be. So going out on a limb, and going again into that extreme area where you have people in incredible situations, and how could you use technology in a very different way? I don't know whether anyone has had the experience of working with someone with autism, particularly extreme autism, but there's a very strange condition known as the white room syndrome, which is basically when you're in that strange state, for some reason a white room or a neutral room is a way of calming or they like being in those rooms. And when you're in those extreme states, the human dimension is very difficult. You don't have the possibility of counselling or therapy or trying to work out what's going on. It's the human connection is broken. So an idea would be to have a room that could monitor, say, a stress level on a person and just gently change the dynamics and colours of the room. And the idea there is that if you could find combinations that were calming to the person, it would actually give you an insight into how a person in that situation sees the world. Something I don't know of any other way of doing that. And once you can do that, you can think of ways and tools and toys and all kinds of different things that you could build to design around that kind of idea. And then going back to Bowie's situation. I mean, one of the things that occurred to me, when somebody is in a coma, what do? We bring in people, multimedia, various things that the person is familiar with, and we sit down at the side of the bed and we play the feedback in the hope that it'll bring them back out, bring them back into consciousness. And yet all the biometrics are there. You're having their brain waves monitored, you're having their heart rate monitored, you're having all these things monitored. Why can you not do that technologically? Why could we not, over a couple of hours a day, stimulate the person with some sounds or haptics, which is force feedback and so on, and see, do the biological signals change? Can you get what's called the sympathetic part of the body, the heart system engaged, all kinds of different things? And that might be a way of saying, well, this is something that the person is responding to. And then you may be able to differentiate between that locked in and that coma state. And just to give you a power of immersion, I mean, obviously we're in a beautiful airy room here, and I was noticed that when we came in through the court, the way in, the difference that a room even makes in your mood is incredible. Like, just believe how powerful these things are. The environment around you is very much shaped by technology. And all we're doing here in these ideas is using technology in the exact same way.